I never forget. I was in between these buildings and I look up and I say, oh my God, am I going to make it in the United States? I felt small. And those buildings were so powerful. And to me, that was America power. My name is Hedie Kajavi. I'm 47 years old. I was born in Mashhad, Iran. It's a city, actually, where saffron comes from. All my life I worked for getting to United States, but I wanted to see if it's realistic. Am I going to make it or not? So I came to United States, I exactly remember it was July 28th of 1998. And I entered Houston. It was because my brother lived in Houston. I was very overwhelmed by the size of everything. My brother took me actually to a Mexican restaurant and I ordered something off of the menu and I thought it was for the entire table, which there were four of us. My brother said, no, this is only for you. And I said, wow, this is a lot of food. And he said, yeah, this is how it is. So I had to take some home. But I just remember that I was very overwhelmed by many, many things. So after me 3 months being in Houston, it was when I was in Chicago and I saw those high rises in downtown Chicago. But it was overwhelming and I was scared, but also motivated in the meantime. But that's what was going on in my mind, that am I going to make it in this country or do I have to go back to Iran? For women, it is particularly difficult in Iran, even today, is because it's a sexist society. It's all about men rights and not women. We had to cover ourselves despite the fact we didn't agree. Men had always priority when it came down to good jobs. So it was a lot of oppression, and I associated going back to Iran as getting married and having kids, which is not a problem today for me, but at that time it was, because that was not my goal to do that. I wanted to study. When I graduated for my master's, I said, I made it. Then when I purchased my house, I said, I made it. So these were goals, and just reaching those goals for somebody who came all the way from Iran, just, you know, there were accomplishments. Here in the United States, I'm able to be Hedie. And also get to enjoy things that I like to do, which I wouldn't have had the opportunity in Iran. When I go back to Iran and visit, I can enjoy, because I know I have another home, which is the United States, that I can always come back to. And this is where my life is, but home will always be home, which is Iran. But it's a different way of enjoying my country. If I would have stayed in Iran, I don't think I would have been able to enjoy it as much as I am now.